It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Marshall Terry. Now it's time for our party line political discussion.
Hello, Charlotte!
This is a nice crowd, I'll tell you what.
I'm Roy Cooper, and this election is not just about one bad law.
But we have a Carolina comeback for sure.
This is our weekly discussion on the election in the Carolinas with our political analyst, Professor Michael Bitzer of Catawba College. Thanks for joining us again.
My pleasure.
Today, let's focus on the U.S. Senate race. We're starting to see TV ads in that race this week. Does this race strike you as relatively quiet? It kind of does me.
It certainly has to me. I mean, we've got the big three here in North Carolina this year, the presidential race, a very hotly contested gubernatorial race. But it seemed like for so long that the U.S. Senate race, which we would think would be among the big three, really has been kind of quiet, and everything else has been focused on the presidential gubernatorial races. Now that we've got some polls, now that we have some advertisements, now that the candidates are really hitting the campaign trail, I think this race is starting to become in the mix of the big three. And really, the big question in my mind is, how will this U.S. Senate race be impacted by the top of the ticket, certainly the presidential race, but also the gubernatorial race as well?
The incumbent in this race, Republican Richard Burr, is seen as being vulnerable, and it's a close race, according to the latest polls. And Democrats really have made taking back the Senate a priority this year.
They really have. Even though they're advantaged in the presidential race, they want to claim the U.S. Senate. And the deck is basically stacked against the Republicans this year. They are defending twice as many seats as the Democrats are. And it is in vulnerable states that Republicans are running in that tend to vote more Democratic as well. So states like Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, Illinois, and certainly that North Carolina has become a presidential battleground state, that's going to have an influence on the Burr-Ross race. And so I think everyone has been expecting this race to kind of pick up in competitiveness, but now the tables are really set for a very competitive, very down-to-the-wire kind of race if this holds up through November.
Are we going to see more of Richard Burr out there on the campaign trail? I mean, he's really never been known for hitting the trail especially hard. And he's also said that win or lose, this is his last campaign. I mean, does the low-profile approach surprise you?
It kind of does, simply because of all the attention that is focused on the other two big races. But Burr has to get out. He has kind of a third of folks approve of his performance, a third disapprove, and a third just don't know. And that's also the case for Deborah Ross. She is having to raise her profile and name recognition as well. So I think both candidates are going to be seen much more on the campaign trail. But probably we're going to see an inundation of campaign advertising to raise that name recognition and awareness, but also probably more negative ads attacking the other side will be coming from both of these camps.
Is Deborah Ross doing an effective job in campaigning? I mean, she started the race relative unknown, at least statewide.
She certainly was a kind of second-tier candidate that Democrats were hoping for a bigger name to come in and win the primary. But I think by these poll numbers, what we'll start to see perhaps is some outside money, particularly from the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, be pumped into the state. If they can win North Carolina, that's really icing on the cake for the Democrats in the U.S. Senate, because by all accounts right now, the likelihood is they will take over the U.S. Senate with other races in other states, but North Carolina could help build that majority number and certainly would be advantage to the Democrats in controlling the U.S. Senate.
Looking at poll numbers, again, Ross is ahead a few points in the latest polls. What does that mean? Is it reflective of an effective campaign that she's running, or is it more a backlash against the Republicans?
I think it's a combination of things. I think that the greatest influence is outside of the control of both Deborah Ross and Richard Burr. They are having to basically play within an environment that's controlled by Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and to some extent, Roy Cooper and Pat McCrory. But I think a lot of this contest is going to be driven by partisanship, how people lean one way or the other, and what the potential impact of the top of the ticket for both parties is going to be here in North Carolina. So they may be running in terms of a campaign that both candidates aren't well known, but I think partisanship and outside influence is really going to drive a lot of what is going to happen at that level. And that's unfortunate because both campaigns want to be able to control their own destinies.
That's Michael Bitzer. He's political science professor and provost at Catawba College. He's also the man behind our political blog, The Party Line. Thanks again for joining us.
Good to be with you.